The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of We the People.
Good to see you. That was Fox News.
It's here, yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah, they always say that, don't they?
Good to see you. Yeah.
It's almost like take off.
Yeah, it's
no,
like, no.
Take care. Take care.
Yeah, so or take off.
That's
same
take
thing.
Off.
Yeah.
Be holding on.
Yeah, be holding on.
Yeah. You be holding on over there.
All right. If you missed the first hour, I'm sorry. You should listen to it because we can't possibly recap the whole thing. There's too much. But we are unmasking, I guess we'll call it, one of the fairly prominent activists up in Montana at the moment who has been lots of other places. Her name is Dr. Kate Vandermoor, and she is pretending basically to use her expertise as a hydrologist and a former federal government employee to help the people in Montana with their water rights issues. And they have a couple of dams that have just been transferred to an Indian tribe, and they've got all sorts of things going on. So the folks up there think that she is the expert come to save them. However, we are learning from our inside track here, Ginger Rogers, that Dr. Kate's actually pretending all of that stuff. And I think there's some pretty good documentation. I mean, don't take our word for it or her word for it. Go on there. I don't think I've ever had this many links in one program. There are probably, I think there are 34 extra pages besides the page from today that link you to actual documents. Many of them Kate has drafted. Dr. Kate has drafted.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of hard to deny that.
Yeah, don't take our word for
it. Yeah. Take her word for it. She wouldn't lie.
Well, actually, documents of meetings and, you know, all that stuff. It's right there. It's all sitting there.
Well, did you ever read the emails that, from the senators, or
yeah, I did read the emails, but okay. Ginger, are you familiar enough with those emails between the senators in Montana to give a synopsis of that?
I'm sorry, I missed part of that. I apologize.
Sorry, I know you're doing two things at once there. I just was going to say that whole email exchange, where that was going back and forth between these senators. Are you familiar enough with their whole? I don't know these folks. Do you?
Do I what?
Do you know these senators? Do you know what the, like any backstory on those folks?
No, I really don't. I'm sorry to say, when it comes to the federal, yes. When it comes to the local Montana ones, no, I do not.
Okay, yeah, I don't, because I don't know. I do not know these folks either, these particular people. But the gist of it is the one senator was in an email chain with two others and said, gosh, you know, I've read this lady's blog and looked at some of her stuff online, and she seems to be really extreme and a little bit kind of on the crazy side. And the other one's like, I'm not even going to look at it. It was a lady. I can't get her name right at the moment. It's on the site. But the lady senator, she says, well, I'm not even going to look. Kate's our friend, and she's helping us. And that seems to be the way she has gained so much access.
Well, I mean, you know, so some of it, then you have to wonder about the senator, and you have to wonder about their staff. Because, as I said before, a lot of times they're led, they are led by their staff. They, you know, in their defense, they can't possibly know everything about everybody, can
sure,
they?
Sure, exactly.
So they get what's called an op-ed done for them before they go into meetings, before, you know, they're given speeches, okay? They have maybe 5 minutes, if they're lucky, to review a speech before they go on stage to do the speech. And that speech has been written by, and the information on an op-ed has been written by, their staff. So if their staff has been one of two things, either didn't really care to really do the homework, or, you know, they are themselves the mole, then that senator or that representative, they're at the mercy of the staff that works for them. So a lot of times, if they don't know, then they've taken the word of someone they think they can trust. Just like she said, I don't need to look at it. We trust her.
Yeah.
So But if she just would take the time and look back and start doing the investigation, then she will find.
Yeah. Because when you start looking at just her own, well, the whole Revolution Radio and all that stuff is all basically a big Obama birther site, right? That's kind of the gist of it all.
That's it. And you know, you're talking about now what everybody wants to hear. You know, they plan to try to a coup to overthrow the government and arrest President Obama. So, again, what do you think she's doing? Think about it. I'm going to ask you the question. What is it that you think that she's doing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think she's trying to play hardcore right wing.
Right. And also pulling all of these people together.
Right.
Not only testing her and then giving her more money, but then leading them down a path of no return and no ability to really make that happen.
Right. And
there's no... They can't make that happen. It won't happen.
Well, yeah. I think there's a little self-importance going on there too. I mean, she's going to get a position with the Clinton administration if she wins the election. I mean, she'll be front and center, and then we're really going to pay hell.
Yes, so. And then she's, you know, here's the sad thing that once again she's laughing at every conservative and Tea Party person that she has convinced that she is this person.
Because she, you know, you don't go from doing all the stuff she did. You couldn't be part of the Clinton machine, especially under Babbitt. Oh my gosh! And then, you know, you're this really
magically
you're this solid conservative. I mean, that's kind of bizarre. Hey, and I did find the emails I was looking for. It was not under the link that I thought. Not the one labeled emails. It's 32, link number 32, and that is the one that says Dr. Kate Conservative, Wingnut, or Deep Cover. And the email, or the senator in the email is Jennifer Fielder, and she's the one who just doesn't even want to look at Dr. Kate's blog because she thinks she's fabulous, which I just thought was, you know, and that's what happens. That's how people like this get one over on everybody. We have... Jack in Crescent Mills, who's on the line, has a question for... Whoops. He's on a fuzzy line, apparently. Jack? There you go.
Hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Well, my question to her is, and from what I've been listening here, are we operating under the Delphi technique? Rand Corporation? Delphi technique? Telling everybody a bunch of goodies and then... doing exactly what they already had planned?
I think it's even better than that. Ginger, are you familiar with that, the Delphi technique, where they basically get everybody in a room? That's how they do our public meetings here. Get everybody in a room and give them a bunch of markers, and we're all going to have consensus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually much bigger than that. It's a much larger chess game. With more chess pieces than you can imagine, and it's actually very scary where this is all going. And you know, when you work within the deep bowels of the federal government, you are learned that there are some people that are on a need to know basis, and they are asked to carry out a specific task based on their specific skill set. And they don't even always know why they're doing what they've been asked to do, but they're so brilliant at their job, they do it very well. This is one that will make it to the very top of the administration if Hillary Clinton does win, and maybe even if Jeb Bush does.
Yeah, she'll pop back. She will pop back into that role because she's delivered the goods from all these...
She has
all these places,
and she knows. She is one of the ones that wasn't just a need-to-know basis. She knew the big picture before anyone else did, and this is how she's been able to operate and do what she does. Is because she knew, and she knows the big picture.
Is she actually officially on a payroll right now that can be substantiated?
You would have to subpoena that information. Someone would have to subpoena that information, and then it would still be difficult, and I'm sure she's listening. So
oh, yeah.
She may be hiding that money even deeper now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, forewarned is forearmed.
Well, they make those mattresses now that are like 18 inches thick.
You may go to her backyard and find a large coffee can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we all know that's the best place to keep it these days. So I hope that answers your question, Jack, before we wander off.
This is for you. I sent you an email that you can probably look at later, but it's BLM destroying ranches by fire, feds burning cows alive, torching homes, imprisoning ranchers. And check your email. I sent it to your We the People and Aaron at Aaron.
Okay.
So
I will.
You might want to take a look at that and watch the
video. Speaking of emails, I think it would be prudent if there's a possibility to FOIA request good luck. Emails and Hillary's email chain.
You know, it's so funny. We were talking about that in the chat room. Somebody said, "Hey, I wonder if she's on Hillary Clinton's email list." Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah,
that'd
be interesting. You know, Kate though does go by several names, so that'd be very difficult. You know, your FOIA request would have to try to figure out every name that she goes by.
Oh, interesting. Let's see. We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I'm dying to know the names. That's very curious. Thanks a million, Jack. Enjoy the universe up there in Crescent Mills. You guys probably getting some weather because we are too. It's nice. It's finally winter. So we will be right back with you. You are listening to We the People Radio. We are unmasking the we'll just call her the amazing Dr. Kate. The amazing part is how she pretends to be a conservative. And we hope you will go to the website and look at all the information posted there. Please don't take our word for it. Do your own homework. That's wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
We always have a need to know. We are the home of We Need to Know. You're listening to We the People Radio. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We are here with Ginger Rogers, who is visiting us from some undisclosed location.
Underground bunker. Come on.
And we should make it sound more fun than that, though.
It's dark here. It's really dark here. I don't have any windows.
There you go.
Just keep that oil lamp well supplied.
Don't eat all the bread because that's all you're getting.
Okay.
Hey.
So we talk about Dr. Kate going by different names.
Yeah, what's up with that?
FOIA request. Well, you know, I mean, if you think about all the different ways, Dr. Kate, okay, Kathy, Catherine, Dr. Catherine, that possibly even cowgirl. Cowgirl at times. There's many, many different names that she goes by.
So it would really make it tough to do a FOIA request for somebody if you don't hit it just right. You're not going
to
get what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Or at least you're not going to get all the information.
Right. But, I mean, you could try. It's worth a shot anyway.
But I'm sure that's not why she does that.
No, I'm positive that's not why she does it.
No, she wouldn't possibly do it.
Well, it's interesting because
it never hurts us.
I did a little, I just searched it. I just, you know, went online and just did a little search, Dr. Kate Vandermore. And it was interesting because I came up with this Ed Berry, a guy named edberry.com, and he's writing that that Dr. Kate doesn't understand the Flathead Irrigation and Power Project and that she's mistaken about these things and that she has destroyed her credibility because she's asserting things that aren't true. His commentary, it's kind of funny because if she was the original or at least a had a hand in the architecture of the basic policy that this all is using, what's the likelihood that she's super confused about this and that she's getting all the facts incorrect?
She's not super confused. Ed Gary is a knowledgeable man, but he once again has not taken the time to go back through history, and it's very difficult to do for a lot of people to really go back and do the research, or they don't take the time to do the research. But whenever you start looking at the documents that I have provided, and of course, you know, I've had other people pull some things for me as well. I, you know, couldn't do it all myself either. But the information is all out there. It's all out there where you can find it.
Yeah, because I thought
this is what's so funny is you laugh. I mean, I have to laugh because, you know, if you just take the time, this is the thing that upsets me the most. She's laughing at everyone who's not taken the time to figure out who she really is.
Well, hopefully if we can get the word out, people can go to the website now. There's so much of it in one spot. They can just kind of follow along for a little bit and read the information. And
well, and if they think she's great, read this and then prove it to yourself.
Yeah, and then find something that
because it's interesting. This guy says, the fact is Dr. Kate is wrong about almost every claim she has made. Okay, the likelihood of that is, especially if this is her field and has been her field for years, it's unlikely she'd be wrong that much. He says, at the end of the day, she'll go home to Arizona with Montana money in her purse, primed to find others who will pay her to tell them what they want to hear. And the Montanans who believed her will be poorer.
Well, he's right about that.
And so that's totally
correct.
He's absolutely
right about that.
But the idea that she would be wrong because she is ignorant of the facts,
no,
that's
she's
the
wrong.
Part where she's got them all smoked.
That's right. I mean, like I said, if you look at her background and you look at the policy that she herself has written, okay, for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, BIA, it's there. It's all right there.
Yeah.
And you cannot be at that level. You cannot be at that level and stay there unless you really know your work.
Right. And how long was she there?
My goodness. Well, let's see.
Ballpark.
Hold on a second. I won't get in. I don't want to do that.
Well, it's okay. Your ballpark's better than my best guess, so.
Yeah.
I don't have
well,
it. I was looking
see.
Up something different.
Hold on. She was at, I'm trying to figure out when exactly she started her career. She did miscellaneous related water resource work experience from 85 to 94. So there's 9 years. She spent the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes of the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming.
Uh-huh.
From 1988 to 1992. She was the executive director of the Wind River Environmental Quality Commission, tribal water engineer. Okay, so to do that, just to do that before she joined the federal government. From 1994 to 1999 is when she was the special assistant to Ada Deer, assistant secretary, Office of Secretary of Indian Affairs. She represented multiple forums herself. So obviously she had to know her material on tribal government for the Department of Interior. She wrote American Indian Treaty Rights, Federal Tribal Trust Responsibilities, and the Endangered Species Act in 1997. She chaired the Taos Pueblo Federal Water Rights Negotiation Team and produced the first settlement assessment document. She represented the AGIA on the Intergovernmental Panel effort known as the Clean Water Act Plan and coordinated the development of guidelines for and completion of the tribal watershed assessment reports for the entire panel.
Are
on
any,
the Western and Water Policy Commission board.
Are any of these tribes...
So this is a decade of...
Yeah. Are any of them happy with the results that she's come up with? I mean, is she actually helping the tribes?
The government.
The government comes out on top, yeah. But
She also, 99 through 2002, she was the U.S. Department of Commerce, National Marine Fisheries Service in Portland, Oregon. So
she's a lifer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lifer of the federal government.
Well, thanks to her, we can still get endangered species salmon at Costco. That's probably her handiwork right there.
And we can. That's actually
I
not
like
a joke.
Poached.
That's true.
I like mine poached.
God, it's unbelievable. Well, we're just
speaking of poaching.
Yeah. Speaking of poaching, we're just buried in this stuff. You know, every time we turn around, we have, you know, some other. And more than like 20 years for Indian water rights. So 10 years mm-hmm. with the U.S. government, 20 years with Indian water rights.
There's 30 years. I would say right at 30 years, basically most of her adult life.
So the idea that she just got herself tangled in the rope and just couldn't figure it out and advised them throughout this whole process incorrectly and in a way in which they would actually lose, probably not likely.
And working for NOAA, because it didn't include that in this last little bit, you know, where she served as a hearing officer and an administrative law judge for hearings about the Endangered Species Act in Central and Western Oregon and Washington.
God, we have some people here locally that are going to get dragged before the NOAA judge, so that would have been her. Wow.
That would have been her.
And you get a super fair, obviously, if NOAA has cited you and Fish and Wildlife and then here the state fish and game, they all pile on together, and then you get to defend yourself in front of a NOAA judge that would be somebody like Dr. Kate.
That's right. So think about that level of expertise.
Yeah.
That level of expertise. Do you think she's poor?
Highly unlikely that she's just penniless, traveling the country, peddling her expertise to save the country. Yeah, it just kind of blows apart the minute you start looking at all this.
Here's your sign.
Exactly. Yeah, we have a bridge we want to sell them too. the other thing is, so okay, here in our. If we take a quick break, we've got probably have a good 20 minutes of air time left. Let's go into some of the conservative stuff. Are you cool with that?
Sure.
Dr. Kate's fake conservative stuff, because we've done all the her like matched her government expertise with her apparent inability to defend people against the government. So we know that's mm-hmm. fake. But it'd be fun to look at her conservative credentials, because those are actually. That's where you actually kind of go, I don't know, maybe she's not an operator. Maybe she's just a crazy person. Because that stuff is really nutty. And
But you must remember, there are no credentials. There are no conservative credentials.
Yeah, true.
She's just going off, you know, off the fly, off of what she thinks a conservative wants to hear.
Well, and she picked the, like the birther movement to kind of make her foray in there. And people just really solidly got behind her, I thought. The more I read, the more I thought, gosh, you know, folks, don't you read? Anyway, it's a little bit. And the Usurpathon, we've got to do that too, because that's loads of fun. We'll get people, that's on link 32, just by the, I told you 32 before, folks, and I kind of lied because wasn't the right one. But 32 is the right one for that.
It's once again, what is every blue-blooded American in the country, when he first took office, he wasn't an American citizen. Remember, everyone wanted to see his birth certificate.
Yeah.
That was the thing. So how best to make people think that you're on their side than to try to go after the same thing that they just feel without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
That he is not an American citizen.
And get the people that are super hardcore, too.
Yes. And even if he weren't, you think that she would be able to find that information out? Do you think any one person, if he's served two terms, people that put him in office, the real people behind who put him in office and have done all of their due diligence for a person like that, don't you think they know that already?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing with the timing, back in 2009, I mean, myself included, many of us had not been activists. We hadn't. Been activists at all, so we were brand new to that game. So if you have somebody who's spent 30 years with the government and knows the system inside and out, the one common...
He knows how to manipulate the people without them knowing that you're, that you're being manipulated.
Because the one common thread is none of us really knew a lot about the government. So she steps in with all this expertise and is on the same team. It was easy for her to create a following, I would think.
Very
easy. All right,
very,
Bob, are you ready for us?
Very sad.
All right, we've got a couple fun songs coming. And we'll be right back with Ginger Rogers. We're going to talk about Dr. Kate's conservative credentials. This is the fun part. Be right back.
Jump up! Get it!
And all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. And you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big.
She's a cowgirl, all right.
Indeed. How about those cowgirls?
Yeah.
We like the real ones.
Yahoo.
Fake ones we have no interest in. So, Dr. Kate's conservative stuff really kicked off in 2009. I didn't find anything prior to that. Is that about right?
That's about right. I mean, she really kind of left the federal government in around 2002 and then started reinventing herself. Probably before that, but really started getting out there and marketing herself in about 2009.
Okay. Yeah, she...
I like the use of the devil in the blue dress and the cowgirls music for Montana cowgirls.
Bob always themes up our music nicely. It makes us less angry. You know, we don't want to send people out on a Sunday afternoon and have them all angry. Or a Monday afternoon, for that matter. People could be driving, for heaven's sakes.
Swerve off the road and hurt somebody.
Okay, without further delay here.
And a Prius.
The usurpathon. That was the... It's really funny. This was the... And I'm literally reading this off the site. This is link number 32 off the Dr. Kate page. This was the biggest failure of all attempts to organize a mass gathering of birthers. On July 3rd, 2010, Dr. Kate Vandemore, who publishes the blog Dr. Kate's View, announced a new protest to be known as the Usurpathon, a rolling velvet revolution to remove the usurper at all. It's like, okay, how funny is that? Billed as a gathering of many from each of the 50 states, Dr. Kate asked her followers to join in the planning for the event to be held September 6th through 9th. I like the part about, let's see.
Oh, this sounds like a huge deal.
She was asking for as many patriots as possible to join us in person.
Nationwide.
Good, only two people showed up, right?
Yes. And there's a picture of them.
One was wearing a fur coat and the other one was petting it.
Oh, my God.
The third person. The third person couldn't show up because they were hugging the tree outside.
That's right.
True story. Well, she says they're going to join us in person, blah, blah, blah. It's the Constitutional Accountability Project. She said Americans across the country are uniting. Wait a second. Getting to my favorite part. Oh, she begged her readers, patriots, please spread the word. Let's see. Oh, they're going to gather 10,000. That was fun, too. Help us gather 10,000 patriots across the country who will rotate to the Capitol for a rolling revolution. And she goes on and on. This was going to remove the Obama administration. They were literally going to go in and, like, overthrow the government, I guess. So here this posting that I'm reading off the, I think it's Montana Cowgirl blog. I just cut it out and put it on the bottom of the page. But it says, are you getting the feeling she wanted many thousands of protesters to gather? The Seditionist News blog also did its part to publicize the event by doing an interview with her. She announced that she obtained permits from the five jurisdictional agencies we have to deal with, and that was taken care of quite a bit of time ago. However, when the day finally came for the usurpathon to begin, two people showed up.
When we're talking about, so this just bleeds right into her conservative Tea Party side, okay? There's people are starting to question, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that we are so savvy now, so tech-savvy.
Yeah, we
get
do
information
the homework
so quickly, and we don't know what to believe sometimes. We're not sure if it's real, what's live, and what's Memorex.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, we get so much information. So, you know, we're starting to question, because the way things are going, we're really starting to question the federal government's intent. And with this president, of course, you know, the change has been, yes, we're changing into a socialistic society and a one-world global governance. And people are starting to hear about Agenda 21, which was done many years ago. But they're starting to hear how we're going to a different type of government with less independence and more federal control. And she bleeds right into that.
Well, it's interesting because if you look,
trust her.
Well, if you look at who showed up, because the capper on this is two people showed up and joined Dr. Kate. Actually, there were six people there for the opening ceremonies in the candlelight vigil. Dr. Kate and her two followers, two officers of the U.S. Park Service, and a member of the Fogbow, which is of some blog, with a camera. She told them that any more than three people, a permit might be requested, and she convinced one of her headliners there, who is, I guess, a convicted felon, this guy named James Manning, that the intent was never really to draw a crowd. it's like, oh, wait a minute. And there are all sorts. I guess there's a usurpathon, hate-a-thon blog that somebody put together, and there's all sorts of stuff about this. I'd never heard about it, but that's hilarious.
So, you know, I think that someone might be, it might behoove someone to look into also Terry Vax, who's her CPA, who seems to be her assistant, I guess you would say.
Terry who?
Montana Calgirl. Terry Vax.
Vax, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm. She does a little work with Dr. Kate Lowe.
Oh, well, anybody who's doing any work with Dr. Kate should be looked at, scrutinized.
Oh, but you've got to think about something else, about Montana Cowgirl. Who is that?
Yeah. Yeah, who
okay,
is that?
So is that? So maybe somebody should really do an ISP address and find out who Montana Cowgirl really is.
Yeah, because, you know, the tactic now with all these guys is to send themselves death threats and then claim that people, you know, are committing hate crimes against them, and it turns out it's them.
Yes.
So this would be perfect, because a lot of the Cowgirl blog is supposedly, you know, accusing her of not being who she says. Well, that would make sense. God, she's the agent of the double agent of, this is one of those movies that you turn off because you can't figure out who's really who.
Okay, so Kaiser Soze.
Yeah, exactly.
Usual suspects.
Yeah, you get so wound into it. It's like, wait a second, wasn't that guy? Wait, who's he working for again? it's amazing, and so besides the sport of it all, which I'm sure there is for her, she just moves from place to place and has people convinced that she's there to help them, so she can kind of soften everything up before the government rolls in to round them up.
Right.
We're going to keep with our Western theme there.
You know, if they actually had an idea, a council that could possibly defuse something that the government is trying to do, she would be the first one to know about it. So they can make sure that they, whatever loophole there was to maybe keep them from taking it over, she will be the first one to know about it.
And how does that work? Well, I mean, yeah, okay, some activists are fairly well informed. However, she seems to be on the inside track of both sides.
That's right.
Yeah, that doesn't right. typically happen.
Yeah, but you would think that at some point,
you know, that's why she gets the big bucks. That's why she has the level of players that she's had around her.
But why do you think it's taken so much time for people to figure this out? Because it doesn't look like they have figured it out yet.
Well, I think that because we are, for the most part, all of us are a bit optimistic, and we want that we bury our heads in the sand thinking that there will be someone else who will fix this for us. There will always be somebody else that will stick their neck out and hope it doesn't get cut off.
Right.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, I think that's starting to swing the other way. I mean, look at, you know, in light of what happened down there in San Bernardino, which was a real tragedy, you had a next-door neighbor that was afraid to speak out because they didn't want to get labeled as a racist, or, you know, it was just, you know, uncool to rat a neighbor out, and look what happened. And I think you're going to start seeing more people stepping up like yourself that are going to speak out.
Yes, but you have some other things that are keeping people from stepping out. For example, you think about CSKT, okay? We're talking about not just $1 million. We're talking billions of dollars worth of contracts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Weapons contracts. Do you think that if one Indian, just one Indian, would come to you and tell you what they're doing here, that their lives, their family's lives, would be in danger?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Plus, on the other Indian reservations where things like this might be happening, they're getting federal funds.
Yeah.
They're federally funded.
Yeah, we're financing it.
They'll lose their money. They'll lose their money, so they're afraid to say anything.
And you're right. You're talking about a lot of money. I mean, money that, you know, I'd say probably 99% of the population has never seen before. I mean, it's a huge amount of money, and that is a concern. But when you look at where we're going as a nation, I think people have got to realize if we don't turn this thing around, we are going to be a socialist country, and we are not going to have a constitution anymore, one that means anything.
That's right. Well, you know, and I have a deeper concern that we may experience our own caliphate here as a result of allowing the non-transparent government to do leases for 75 years to foreign governments like Turkey, and then being laughed out of court and being laughed out of Montana, saying that Turkey wasn't, you know, that they're our allies when they are not necessarily our allies.
No, they're not.
Well, our allies shift by the day, and it depends on what we call them and what color their sneakers are at the time. I mean,
that's right. And you don't know who within that group may be calling themselves an ally, but they may be Muslim Brotherhood.
Exactly.
Okay, which is not our ally.
Well,
they want to destroy us.
Let's face it, when we show up in foreign countries to talk policy and our U.S. position with James Taylor on our side to sing kumbaya to the
guy who rides a girl bike.
I mean, we're in serious trouble. This has got to get turned around. So Turkey
really has, and this is all, you know, some things, it's kind of funny how they've left the information out there because, you know, it's not, you can find where they've taken a lot of the Indians over to Turkey and wined and dined and basically shared information with them and gone back and forth to, you know, share information about weapons and, you know, the relationships that they're pursuing with the Native American tribes. Why would they be doing that?
For the same reason the environmentalists do it. I mean,
they're only doing it too on with the Indian reservation that have uranium minerals. Okay, there's over 500 Indian reservations, I think, and 300 and something tribes. How come they don't have leases with any of them?
That's kind of scary.
This is a bigger picture.
Yeah.
And she is there to you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. She's keeping you from looking at the yellow cake road that leads to the man behind the curtain.
Yeah, the yellow cake road. Bob, do you have a song for that? We need that. I think that would be at a premium. Let's take one last quick break and we'll finish up the hour and let our friend Ginger Rogers get back to her world. Thank you for sticking with us on this, because honestly, this is a story that cannot be told quickly. You can find all this information on wethepeopleradio.us. And please go prove it to yourself. We dare you.
To go on our front door. As I was walking out of the store, a man stopped me and said, "Hey, you gonna hang that on your door?" I said, "No, sir, it's a Christmas toilet seat cover. Got the idea from Martha Stewart."
Here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. Yeah, it does, so have some fun and wear your stupid sign. Oh, here's your sign, here's your sign, here's your stupid sign. Lost your mind, so pay the fine and wear your stupid sign.
I hope you're happy, Bob.
I have those little Christmas lights on my house, you know, the kind that blink on and off. My neighbor comes over and says, "Hey,
oh, Ginger, how's that?" There's your here's
that was great.
There's
I love
your
it.
Here's
I love
your sign.
Like, who are you? That's perfect.
Oh yeah, well, see,
you have the best. You have the best breaks. I enjoy listening to your music.
We do. See, without Bob, the show's just boring. It's just a bunch of angry stuff that makes everyone crazy. It's just a blood pressure
birds.
Pill waiting to be taken.
Angry birds.
It's true.
It's funny. I just saw a video, in fact, last night with Shaq O'Neal wearing an Angry Birds shirt.
That's what we need. We need the Angry Birds symbol.
I know.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
a good one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the thing is, this stuff is serious and dire and imminent, and I don't care what other words you want to throw at it. But honestly, I guess we've always kind of taken the approach that if we're just angry about it all the time, for one, we freak everybody out and they don't listen, so they don't learn anything. And angry people don't make good decisions. So
yeah.
I think if we're going to do something about all of this, and we're going to ferret out people like Dr. Kate, who are delivering us over to the evil empire, if you will, regardless of whether or not you think it's, you know, George Soros or the Turks or, you know, lots of potential heads of that whole program.
Well, you know, they
we
don't
gotta wake
need
up.
Money. It's not about needing money. It's about power.
Yep. It's always about power and control. Which is
right.
Sometimes the same thing, not always. Yeah. And so then, you know, as Dr. Kate, you know, masquerades as this truth teller and someone who's outing the Obama administration and all that stuff. It's interesting, though. She's not very good at it, but she has a fairly wide following. I mean, she's able to get in with the entire legislature. But if you read the memos, darn it. I switched pages. It was 16, maybe? Hold on. 25, I lied. If you look at link number 25, they were Dr. Kate emails to a professor, John, I don't know if he's Mitesh or Medesh or whatever. He's from Montana Tech. And she lines out, that was back in 2014, and she lines out her credentials. I'm willing to offer my technical assistance to the working group as an expert in the quantification of Federal Reserve water rights, particularly with regard to those Federal Reserve rights belonging to Indian tribes. I've attached my resume.
She's going to, that is exactly what she wants to do, to get herself out there so that people, you know, will go, oh, this is who we need to, you know, to protect us and represent us. And she is absolutely... That's like going to the federal government that's trying to impose the regulations and saying, "Help me! Will you protect me and represent me?"
Yeah, exactly. Well, she lines in that memo. It's short. It's a two pager. Link 25 is a little two pager, but and it's an actual copy of the email and all that. It isn't just our opinion about it, but it says, you know, by way of full disclosure, I'm an unpaid volunteer consultant to the Concerned Citizens of Western Montana. That's all in caps. So apparently that's some group, an organization that opposes the compact as written in its present form. However, I'd be offering my services to the working group as a professional individual without any references to that position, plans, or philosophies of concerned citizens. And I would be representing concerned citizens in this presentation. I mean, she... And then she lines out all these different things that she knows about. Now the rest of these folks are like, what's happening to us? It's new for them. So she looks like a good, she looks like a find.
Yeah, she does. But because who else, you know, if you think about it, you're in trouble, you need help, mm-hmm. you need somebody with that kind of expertise, but you need someone with that kind of expertise that's on the outside. And unfortunately, in the EPA, the NOAA, everywhere, you know, that's part of the problem. There's very few legal counsel that have the expertise that they have now within the federal government. So there's few to pick from, and you should really do your homework and make sure that the person that you're picking didn't previously work in that entity where they have, you know, the opportunity to make everything, all of your money go away and not help them.
Yeah, deliver. Basically, she is the deliverer, you know.
Yeah.
She wraps.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, it's a perfect Christmas theme. She wraps them up, puts a bow on them, and sends them in the stockings.
But Albert Einstein said it best. The world will not be destroyed by those who do evil like her, but by those who watch them without doing anything.
Yep.
So take this, whoever's listening, as a warning. You know, pay attention. Do your homework.
Yep.
Not everyone out there that pretends to be your friend is your friend.
Exactly. And if people have questions about any of this, or you see any of this that appears to be incorrect or whatever, please send us an email. WeThePeopleRadio.us has all this stuff posted. Bill's email, my email, our phone numbers, everything's right there. So if you think this is inaccurate or whatever, let us know and we'll double check it. But all these are documents. It's not opinion.
Nope, facts are facts.
But we did try to make it fun for you. It's always fun to learn about scary, dangerous, boring things, potentially boring things, yeah. In a fun and informative
That's
way.
That's right. Thank you, Ginger, for coming on, and maybe we can
Thank
do it
you.
Again as things heat up.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Hey, have a great what's left of your day, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
All right, see you guys. We'll be back next week. Find us online, WeThePeopleRadio.us. Always looking for good shows, always looking for fun sponsors. Talk to you later.